This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Members of three established Peoria-based bands have come together as the Americana trio Who's Your Daddy. Former French Connection guitarist Dave Diefendorf's desire to form a trio led him to Cindy Youngren, late of Southside Cindy and the Sliptones, and Dave Chasten drummer Larry Wigand. Who's Your Daddy stopped by the GLT studio to play songs from their new album, Got a Mountain to Climb. Youngren says the band's formation was serendipity, as it came out of a conversation the two friends were having one night about the large number of members in the recently disbanded Sliptones.
He said, "I always just wanted a three-piece band." He said, too bad you don't play bass. And I said, "Too bad you don't teach me to play the bass." And then he taught me to play the bass.
And that's what started it.
Well, that's the other development. You're a bass player now. How hard was that to pick up the bass? Were you an instrumentalist before? Is this?
Yeah, I have played piano and a little bit of rhythm guitar.
So you've got some background then.
Sure.
This isn't cold.
At one point, I was a music major here at ISU.
You never told me that.
I
never knew that.
Yeah. I was a music major and then a business major here. So.
Well, let's talk about that bass in a little bit. And I'm going to go to you, Dave. We're going to start with the song Old Raincoat.
Yes.
My understanding, talking to Cindy on the phone, is you basically, whoever writes the song is the vocalist for the song.
That's how it's kind of been working out, although we have a few things we've co-written that she sings. We're trying to get as much out of our harmonies and this and that as we can, too, because there's just the two of us.
I just absolutely love this song. And let's play just a little snip of it right now.
Great.
Wonderful.
I pulled in to Detroit town, a feeling about 100 years old. Need somewhere to hang my life. I come in from the cold.
This has a feel of a Levon Helm song to me. Maybe like the band or Levon Helm.
Yes.
There's a metaphor going on here, right? Rain equals pain. You're pretty clear about that. Is it the raincoat that's love?
Yes.
That's the protection?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's the old raincoat. A friend of mine wrote this back in the day. It's the only song that we didn't write on the CD.
Okay.
His name was Keith Powers. He was with a band called Point Blank, and they came down and played the Barn when it was going up on Galena Road in Peoria years ago, along with the James Gang.
That was the O'Nicole.
He ended up falling in love with a girl in Canton and quit the band and moved to Canton, which... I mean, it was great for over there because he was just a guitar phenom, but not sure it was the smartest thing for him to do. But at one point, he needed a bass player, and I was playing bass back then, and we ended up writing this song he did. I kind of recorded it on a little 8-track, or not an 8-track, but a reel-to-reel.
And be careful, John, it'll grab you, because tomorrow you'll wake up, humming it, and you won't know.
Oh, I've already got that going in my head. It's an earworm already. It's real. I mean, it's got a great groove to it, too.
It does.
So cool, yeah.
It does.
I literally have friends text me and say, "I can't get this out of my head. Why did you make me hear this?"
Name of the album has got a mountain to climb. It's new from Who's Your Daddy. The song is called Old Raincoat, and this is GLT Sound Ideas in studio. Cindy Youngren and Dave Diefendorf from the band. I want to play a song now that, Cindy, you're doing the lead on. I'm assuming you wrote this song. It's called Cumberland.
Yes.
Just getting across town, not thinking about drama. I just try to get one thing done without reliving it all.
It's another great song on the album. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
First of all, what is Cumberland? What is that a reference to?
I did live a couple years in Nashville right out of college. Everything was called Cumberland there. And when you're new to a city and you're trying to feed yourself and whatnot, you struggle a little bit even to find your way around town. Every avenue or street seemed like it was Cumberland this, Cumberland that. And so when I think about having difficult times in my life, I consider myself kind of on Cumberland Street.
But I'm not asking anything from you. I'm trying to get through just one day. And now I got to make my way. I'm just trying to make my way. Down Cumberland.
If you ever know what the Cumberland River looks like going through Nashville, it's this big S shape, So it's just a confusing difficulty,
Well, kind of like Old Raincoat, which has some pain in it. It sounds like there's some pain in this one, too.
Yeah.
So, you want to go there, or you just leave it a yes, that's what it is?
Yes, that's what it is.
the partnership itself, you guys are, Cindy, you were coming out of the Sliptones, but you've played in other outfits, and Dave, you've played in a number of outfits as well. What is this partnership like for you guys? You hinted at that you kind of co-write sometimes as well.
You know, it just kind of started at a concept a few months back. We'd been talking about, let's do a CD like every band does, you know? And it's like, well, okay, you can't do a CD without some original music.
I was so amazed, though, at how quickly Dave just... He'd never told me he wrote anything before other than, you know, collaborating with other guys. You know, I would just show up to practice and he'd say, what do you think about this? You want to put some words to it? And I would, or we both would. Or then I'd show up the next time and he had written the whole thing. And I'm like, you're not going to leave any room for me to write anything? What?
I think the first song
on
actually...
it, I was impressed. So.
Did her and her... boyfriend went down to St. Louis for a 4 or 5 day jaunt, and I wrote Ancient History at that time. You know, we didn't want to redo somebody else's stuff. You know, that just, we wanted to have our own material naturally, like everyone does. The more she sings, the better I sound. So we try to get her singing all we can because she is the singer. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, when I'm feeling so low, there's a place where I go.
The name of the song is Ancient History from Who's Your Daddy, and this is like a progression from a young boy who has a place to go that's kind of special where he can hide and just be by himself to a grown man now who needs that place and can't find it.
Well, that's a pretty good analogy right there. You know, when you're a kid, everything's new and bright and whatever, and the older you get, sometimes you get a little disenfranchised, or I don't know if that's the right word or not, or... with the world, you know what I'm saying? And I get a little cynical sometimes with some of my verbiage here and there.
But then you break into an awesome guitar lead and you get over it.
Well, and then it's ironic, there's no lead in that song at all, but they don't all have to have a lead, you know? I thought, that's all this needs. I got 4 verses, I don't need anything else, you know?
You know I'm always on guard, even in my backyard, but I just can't discard all my feelings.
Eddie, won't you buy me a car?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Can we tell?
Let me play just a little bit. It's a fairly simple song.
It is.
Very catchy here. Let me play it.
Eddie, won't you buy me a car? Eddie, won't you buy me a car?
Who is Eddie?
My brother.
Really?
Yeah. He lives out in the Denver area. He went through some tragic events with his wife. You know, she passed away probably 10 years ago. And sometimes when you want a relationship with someone, you're desperate. You know what I mean? You're desperate to get a relationship with someone. And he had a penchant for... I'm not going to say hooking up with the wrong people, but just trying too hard, I guess, you know. And like I kept telling him, Ed, it shows. You just reek of trying too hard here. I said, just, you know, let it go and it'll happen, you know.
And I think it finally has.
He's got a wonderful girl now. But
we don't want anybody to think this is about her, because it's not.
but for years there, it's the kind of how the story goes, you know. Met her at the grocery store, and now she's moving in my house, and I can't get her out, you know. Got 3 kids, grandkids. I think he did that 3 times, and we wrote him so hard about it, but he's got a really good sense of humor. He took it all in stride. That's what that song was about, Eddie, because it seemed like whenever they'd end up, they'd move out, but they'd have a nice car. So the joke out there got to be, hi, my name's Ed. Would you like a new car, you know?
And I have to admit, your wife, Diana, is the one who said to me when I got a divorce, she said, don't worry, maybe Eddie will buy you a car.
Eddie, won't you buy me a car? Eddie, won't you buy me a car?
Well, it's great to have you guys in here.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
We hope everybody comes out to the Copper Top.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I'm serious. I want a sunroof or a moonroof, or I'd even take a convertible, but it's got to be red. It's got to be real nice.